Track 4, VI News and Tip of the Week. What do colourblind people see? There are almost 3 million colourblind people in the UK. That is enough to fill Wembley Stadium more than 30 times. The NHS describes colour vision deficiency as when someone finds it difficult to identify and distinguish between certain colours. There is a common genetic condition, but is often poorly understood by trichomats, people with normal colour vision. We asked politics professor Dr. Oliver Daddo and footballer Nick Bignall, who both have colour vision deficiency, about their experience of being colourblind. Dr. Daddo, a politics professor at the University of Nottingham, is moderate to severe green deficient. He can see green, but it's a very dull version, and this can lead to difficulty seeing other colours too. He found out he was colourblind when he was in primary school. I was maybe 6 or 7. I was painting the sky purple, whatever that is. I was painting tree trunks green and the grass brown. My mum thought I was Picasso, but unfortunately it isn't quite that good. His mother labelled his coloured pencils to help him, but as he got older, he found challenges in other subjects. Physics I really struggled with, like testing how to rewire plugs. I couldn't tell the colours apart, so I was shorting loads of plugs in physics all the time. He also struggled in chemistry when trying to read litmus paper dipped in acid. Litmus paper is an indicator that can be red or blue. Red litmus turns blue in alkalis, while blue litmus turns red in acid. I had to be told off for saying brown, said Dr. Daddo. Anything involving coloured pie charts, graphs, bar charts, couldn't do any of that. Autumn can be frustrating when, to Dr. Daddo, the reds and greens just look like rusty browns. Now Dr. Daddo makes sure most of his research is text-based, since graphs and bar charts aren't always accessible for him. He said election time is a challenge, since data is often presented with the colours representing the different political parties, and unless they have secondary labelling, he cannot use them. Thanks to his expertise, he can identify the main parties and work from there. But for people who don't know much about politics, 90% of the charts I look at are just not accessible. If you're only relying on colour to convey meaning, you're in trouble, he said. Choosing a right banana in the morning can be difficult when you're green deficient. Nick Bignall is a semi-professional footballer who plays for Bracknell Town. He also has colour vision deficiency. There are a few combinations he finds difficult to separate, reds and browns from yellows and oranges, and any colours that are close are hard to differentiate. He was diagnosed with colour vision deficiency in primary school. He remembers he would pick up the brown pencil thinking it was red. Growing up, Nick came up with strategies to help him at school, for example, getting a second opinion on certain colours. But when he started playing football, he encountered some difficulties. A lot of coaches didn't take it into consideration. It's not that they weren't bothered about it, they just weren't aware it was an issue. They would go into the bib bag and throw out yellows and oranges and lime greens. And I was thinking in my head, I don't know which one's which. It was an issue that I kept quiet about for a while. Looking back, I probably thought it was because I didn't want to stand out. It can be quite daunting to mention as a kid that there's an issue or say to the group, I'm struggling here. Recommendations made to make polling stations more accessible for blind and partially sighted voters. London Vision and the Thomas Pocklington Trust have established urgent recommendations to local authorities in the run-up to the general election on December 12th. The charities are urging local authorities to make polling stations more accessible for voters who are blind or partially sighted. The recommendations follow findings from a joint Thomas Pocklington Trust and the Royal National Institute for the Blind People, RNIB. It's a survey which found that 74% of blind and partially sighted people said they felt partially or totally unable to vote in secret and without assistance. Kathy Loveland of Vision said, barring widespread voting reform incorporating the integration of telephone, electronic and online voting, blind and partially sighted people are likely to continue to feel excluded from voting. While they cannot guarantee secret and accessible voting for the 200,000 blind and partially sighted people in the capital, our four recommendations aim to help polling staff streamline the voting process for people with visual impairments. The four recommendations are designed to ensure polling staff are better aware of the needs of the blind and partially sighted electorate and increase understanding of what they can do to help. The recommendations are large print ballot papers to be made available at every polling station, availability of a tactile voting device to allow votes to be casted more independently, access to help when voting with returning officers or the voter's own companion, and extra lighting in the polling booth. Charles Calhoun from the Thomas Pocklington Trust added, making a small change like brighter lighting in one polling booth can go a long way to help partially sighted people cast their votes independently and secretly. VI Tip of the Week. This week is all about tips and tools for visually impaired people. Tip 1. Travelling. Learn to use a long white cane and your remaining senses to travel independently without assistance. When used properly, the white cane gives you the ability and freedom to travel wherever or whenever you wish. Tip 2. Telling time. You can tell the time using low vision watches or clocks with large faces and numbers, if you read the numbers. Talking watches and clocks tell you the time when you push a button, while tactile watches and clocks allow you to tell the time by touch. You can check the time without disturbing the people around you by using a tactile watch. They're also beneficial if you have a hearing impairment. Tip 3. Using a telephone. Use the telephone by memorising the order of numbered keys on a standard telephone and place a raised dot on the number 5 on the keypad. Place 3 fingers on the row that contains the number 5 key. Use the row that contains the number 5 key as the home row to help you select the correct numbered keys. You should also know that you now buy mobiles with tactile buttons. Tip 4. Reading, writing and note-taking. Read and write using Braille, a touch-based writing system that uses raised dots to represent letters, punctuation and other symbols used in print. Many people with low vision use large print using a black marker and bold lined paper.